If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Better with Dr. Erica, hosted by Dr. Erica, provides support and guidance in navigating stress-related challenges to transform your relationship to self-care. Each episode arms you with the tools needed to be better, do better, and live better. There was an incredible episode that you should check out called Touch and Connections as Tools for Healing and Better Mental Health. In this episode, her guest breaks down ways to use physical touch as a form of healing for trauma and grief. Check out Better with Dr. Erica on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I am Tara Bradner, and this is Hopeful Hints, an infertility podcast where you will receive quick, hopeful hints to guide you through infertility. Here you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace as you walk through this journey to fulfill your family vision.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Tara Bradner, and today we're going to discuss sharing your story of infertility or otherwise, because we all have other stories that deserve to be heard. I want to begin by letting you know that if you have the diagnosis of infertility currently or in the past, you know firsthand what this feels like, looks like, and everything there is that comes along with this diagnosis. This also means you have a story to share that will lead to healing for you and so many others. Trust me on this one. Like I've said before, sharing can be simply to one person, or it can be shouting it from the social media mountaintop. It's whatever feels comfortable to you. There is power in your message and hope for others that are currently going through infertility. You shouldn't have to go through this alone. When I shared for the first time, support came to me in so many ways I never could have imagined. My secretary was going through the exact same thing as I was, and we were both silent about this. I can tell you firsthand, support will come pouring forward when you open up. When you hear me refer to opening up, always remember, this simply can be to one person. You will find a group that's been through the same or similar situation that you have. This is often found in the form of virtual support groups nowadays, or in-person support groups in your area. Or this could be in Facebook groups or on Instagram. Many create Instagram accounts that are anonymous simply to connect with others who are going through infertility. You're going to find new friendships and support systems. The moment you share, you are no longer alone. You deserve to have this level of support as you're going through this lonely diagnosis. I personally felt a huge relief come off my shoulders when I opened up. And that was when I told one person. I also felt that those dumb, as I call them, comments or unsolicited advice slowed down and actually almost stopped when people knew what I was going through. I grew from simply verbally expressing my hardship and what I was experiencing to one person to telling six people. And then I started sharing it with more people in my community. And before you knew it, I was posting on social media about what I had been through. And when I say posting, I shared a picture that somebody else had in regards to being 1 in 8, and the comments and messages were flowing to me. Let's get started with this week's 3 hopeful hints. Number 1, pick your person to share your feelings that you're experiencing this week with. It could be your spouse, but also try considering that best friend or that family member of yours who you know is going to truly support you and not make hurtful comments. We know that 61% of women going through infertility don't even tell their friends and family. So perhaps sharing with one person in your support circle will be the best option for you. Decide what it is you want to share. This can simply be, "Hi, I have infertility," if you haven't shared that yet. Remember that this someone that you pick is someone who always has your back, they have in the past, and they never make you doubt what you're going through or what your thoughts are. Instead, they uplift you. We know there's research that demonstrates the health impact of disclosing emotions rather than stuffing them down, which is actually known to be harmful to our health. In addition to just infertility, so many of us have other secret pains or shames that we haven't shared with others. They swarm around our brains. We have images and emotions that we just suppress and don't share with anybody, not just infertility. Chances are you have had other hurt in your life than just infertility. But now we add a traumatic diagnosis like infertility on top of that. I don't know about you guys, but it's overwhelming sometimes just to keep these feelings inside of me. Number two, find a community to join. This could be a local support group, a virtual support group, Facebook group, or the Instagram community. Let me tell you, that's the first place I went, and I still find support to this day. I still talk to the first three women I ever connected with on Instagram. I personally host a free community on Facebook that you can find support in. You will also find free education in there. Number three, journal or type out your story and your feelings. This is literally anything that comes to you. Sit down, find a quiet space, or put some relaxing music on, and let whatever comes to your hand out on paper. From here, you can save it, delete it, print it, rip it up, burn it. Nothing's off limits, just don't start a fire. It's common to cry during this. I wish someone would have told me that. And that it's okay if you cry during this. That is you releasing these pent-up emotions. Stop. Cry, sit with those feelings, let them out. Accept those feelings. They are yours and do not compare them or let words like, it could be worse, come to you. Or at least it's not, nope, stop. Stop right there. We are done with that. We are allowed to feel what we are feeling. They are yours and yours alone to experience. You have a diagnosis that is traumatic and these are your valid feelings. Next week, I'm actually going to focus on this more and bring in the mental health aspect of infertility because we do not talk about that enough in this community and outside of this community. I, of course, feel the need to pop in some research every now and then. I found a study that actually showed expressive writing, such as journaling, for only 15 to 20 minutes a day was enough to lower blood pressure and improve liver function. It has also been known to improve the immune system and boost your mood. How neat is that? In addition, writing about stressful experiences can help you manage them in a very healthy way. Establish a consistent time, 3 to 5 days a week, for 15 to 20 minutes to do this. I actually do mine over my lunch hour because I get to come home for an hour, and I use this time to unwind, or if I miss that day, I do this before bed. Remember, your story is worthy. Your feelings are valid. Located in the show notes, I've included my 7-day positive mindfulness guide to provide you with peace while going through infertility. This includes little short steps that you can do daily or incorporate into your nightly routine. Like I said earlier, on top of other stressful life events is infertility, and we know other things are going on around us that cause stress. I hope you can find this guide and today's episode helpful for you no matter what you're going through. Join us next week for Hopeful Hints to bring you peace as you walk through your infertility journey.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Better with Dr. Erica, hosted by Dr. Erica, provides support and guidance in navigating stress-related challenges to transform your relationship to self-care. Each episode arms you with the tools needed to be better, do better, and live better. There was an incredible episode that you should check out called Touch and Connections as Tools for Healing and Better Mental Health. In this episode, her guest breaks down ways to use physical touch as a form of healing for trauma and grief. Check out Better with Dr. Erica on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.